Hello. Good morning. I hope you're blessed. I hope you're well, and I hope you're ready to start a new day. Before we get into the day's devotion, please just take a minute. Please just take a moment just to let today's thoughts go. Yesterday's worries, today's obstacles, and tomorrow's challenges. And your plans for the future, just let everything go for a minute and just take that breath, take that moment just to realize and to appreciate the fact that you have life and you have breath of life in your lungs. Because so many times, there's so many things we're trying to achieve, so many things we're trying to do, and so many distractions in this world that sometimes we even overlook and forget the fact that we're living. And the fact you woke up this morning, the fact that you have breath right now is a blessing and sometimes a devotion in itself. So, even if you have to pause this audio devotion and just take a moment, please do. And just take that moment and just take that moment of gratitude and just be thankful for life in itself and watch how things just realign differently after you take that moment. Okay. Today's devotion. Today's devotion is taken from a book entitled To Be Like Jesus, and it contains a wide selection of daily devotions from Ellen G. White. And the devotion that I'll be sharing today is called How to Redeem Time. And time is something, that we all are aware of, that we all try to get more of, that we all try to manage, and it's something I wrestle with daily. And when I found this devotion, I just thought it was something worth sharing. So let's start. How to Redeem Time. And the scripture for today's devotion is taken from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 and 16, and it's taken from the New King James Version. And it reads, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." The value of time is beyond computation. Christ regarded every moment as precious, and it is. Life's too short to be trifled away. We have but a few days of probation in which to prepare for eternity. We have no time to waste, no time to devote to selfish pleasure, no time for the indulgence of sin. It is now that we are to form characters for the future, for the immortal life. It is now that we are to prepare for the searching judgment. The human family have scarcely begun to live when they begin to die. And the world's labors end in nothingness unless a true knowledge in regards to eternal life is gained. The people who appreciate time as their working day will fit themselves for a mansion and for a life that is immortal. It is our goal to redeem the time, but time squandered can never be recovered. We cannot call it back, even one moment, even one second. The only way in which we can redeem our time is by making most of that which remains. By being co-workers with God in His great plan of redemption. In those who do this, a transformation of character takes place. They become sons and daughters of God, members of the royal family, children of the heavenly King. They are fitted to be companions of the angels. Now is our time to labor for the salvation of others. There are some who think that if they give money to the cause of Christ, this is all they're required to do. The precious time in which they might do personal service to him passes by. But it is a privilege and a duty of all who have health and strength to do God's service. All are to labor in winning souls to Christ. Donations of money cannot take the place of this. The opportunity that is now ours to speak to someone needy, the word of life may never offer again. God may say to that one, "This night thy soul shall be required of thee." And through our neglect, he or she may not be ready. In the great judgment day, how shall we render our account to God? How to redeem time. Today's devotion covers the value of time and where we place our time. And also, it explores the famous phrase, time is money. And as we do know, money can never replace the time. And the money that we do give, or maybe the money that we can donate, will never replace the time that we can give to him and the time that we can give to others. And as we look around us and we look at 2020, we know that the time ahead of us is unexpected. And the time ahead of us, we don't know what to expect and we don't know what's around the corner. So the most important thing is to dedicate that moment, that passing second to him. And through his wisdom and through his words, try and make the best decision that we can for him in that moment. So I'm going to pray just to close the devotion, and I hope that you're blessed, and I hope that you're able just to grab one thing from that devotion in the area of time, and just using the moment and being grateful for the moment and never wasting an opportunity to work for him, to live for him, and to be for him. Okay, let's pray. Dear Father, please help us to utilize our time wisely. Please help us also to have the conviction, the strength, and the courage to also act in the moments when we know that we are able to serve you, that we're able to witness for you, and the moments where we're able to live for you, Father. Please help us not to be ashamed. Please help us not to be afraid. And please help us not to be delayed. Please help us to utilize our time, most importantly, for you and for building up for your kingdom and preparing for a life that's eternal rather than this one that we get distracted from so many times on this earth. Please be with us now and just please bless us and keep us as we go forth this day that we have ahead of us. Please bless us and keep us. And bless each and every one of us in your holy and precious name. Amen. I hope you're blessed by today's devotion, and I just wish you an amazing day and God's richest blessing on the time ahead of you today. God bless.